everyone. Welcome back to High T Hoops.
High T Hoops.
This is Brian Beauchet at the Duke of Hoops, and I'm joined by Skylar. What's up, Duchess of Hoops?
Hello, Brian, from the other side of the pond.
I'm here. I made it. I am officially in London, if you did not see on social media. Just hanging out in West London in quarantine. Skylar will be coming over shortly, but for now we're across the pond officially from each other.
Podcasting from across the pond.
You love to see it. And I cannot wait to hit the basketball courts. I think I was looking at some of the COVID restrictions. You can play 3-on-3. So it's max of six people. So I'm wanting to hit the courts this weekend. If I get out of quarantine, if anyone's listening, wants to play some pickup hoops in London, let me know, please. This is basically the only reason we have this podcast, is so I can find pickup basketball games. You know it's true, Skylar.
It's true.
Let's get right into it. This podcast is going to be about British basketball.
Basketball roundup.
There is so much news, so much exciting news, so many things happening. And very funny enough, the day I arrived, the European Super League was announced. And some very funny responses. Josh Coyne was like, coincidence that the day you arrive is the end of English football. And I'm like, I'm just doing what I can to grow basketball. You got to destroy the Premier League before you can actually grow basketball in the UK. But now it's back. English football saved. We'll get into that later. But we're going to go through some May madness for the BBL and WBBL. Very exciting news of the playoffs. We're going to go into that flu game that we watched last night with AJ Tracy and the London Lions, which was extremely entertaining. Our guy Yanni was in there, which I love to see. Going into British wheelchair basketball, women's Premier League, ball out 3-on-3, partnership with Basketball England. And then we'll end with some fun anecdotes. But to start off, before we get into all of that, Skylar, I have a little bit of a call out to make for a BBL team.
I'm scared.
I'm a London Lions fan. What BBL team do you support? Have you picked a team yet?
Brian, you know I'm a Scorchers supporter.
Okay. I wanted to check back in. The Surrey Scorchers.
Yeah. The Scorchers. Ooh. No, I am. I am a Scorchers supporter.
It's a good pick.
But I do feel like, because I'm going to be in London and you're in London, obviously, I do feel like I'm kind of a quasi Lions supporter. You've officially chosen the Lions as your team. Well, I feel like I'm going to be in that city, but.
So that's what I want to talk about. Like we're one of our favorite podcasts in the States, Men in Blazers. They have their teams, you know, that they've rooted for. They're the number one, but then they have their mistress teams. You know, there's little side teams.
Yes.
Cause Marissa is a Sharks fan.
Queen of Hoops.
The Queen of Hoops. My wife is a Sharks fan because of Mike Tuck, obviously, for obvious reasons. You are a Scorchers fan because Martell McLemore comes from the D. He is a Detroit player. Not the only reason. I'm a Lions fan because London Lions. But guess what I received in the mail today?
What did you receive?
A Plymouth Raiders jersey from Paul Nicholson. He's recruiting hard. Let's go Raiders. They're definitely my mistress team. They're my side team. Wow, I love the Raiders.
Wow. I'm so excited that you have a mistress team now. And
I mean, I kind of already
put it out there on the pod. If I don't get a BBL team mailing me something when I arrive, I'm going to be disappointed.
I mean, I don't know. I mean, we've had a lot of London Lions people on, but I've been on the Plymouth Raiders podcast.
That's true.
Ashley Hamilton on. We're, you know, friend of the pod. Paul Nicholson was on the podcast.
Very good friend of the pod.
Wow. Paul, really coming through clutch on like day one of arriving. So go Raiders. And did you see that news? They might be moving. It might be a power play, but they might be moving out of Plymouth. Because the arena is so expensive. I don't know. Their MVP reported that they might go to Birmingham. They might go to some other cities. But I think it might just be like an arena dispute because their rent is going up. And so they're just trying to, you know, do some power plays. Who knows? But I'd love to see them stay in Plymouth. Plymouth seems lovely. I can't wait to visit.
Yeah. We'll wait to go see Paul.
So shout out to the Raiders. Lions, you know, I know you had the flu game and everything, which... You know, hopefully I'll get the invite next time. But let's go into May Madness before I pitch that too hard. So I love this branding. We had March Madness. Now we're going into May Madness with the BBL and WBL. And it's kicking off 20 games across 2 weeks and 3 different venues. So This is definitely because of the COVID and pandemic, where they have to kind of go to these neutral locations, you know, air quotes, neutral locations, just to make it easier to go through the testing procedures and, you know, get through and make sure everyone's safe. But all of the games will be broadcast on Sky Sports and on their YouTube channel for free. And it's the first time the WBBL playoff games will be broadcast, all of them. Skylar, what do you think of this? Women's sports is taking over.
Put women's sports on TV.
Seriously.
That's all I have to say. I mean, this is so exciting to see. Like, I've been saying, I mean, people say constantly, you know, all you need with women's sports is visibility. The support will be there. People will be excited about it, but we just need to give women's sports the chance to actually get in front of those supporters. So yeah, it's really exciting to see that they're going to have so many games on Sky Sports, and hopefully they can, you know, use this to drum up a whole new wave of support for the game.
Yeah. I mean, there are some, I mean, we had Kennedy Leonard on, who is just a killer, and they have some really amazing talent.
Cold killer.
Seriously. And I'm super excited that they're actually prioritizing it. They'll have these teams are incredible. Some of these games in the WBBL have been really fun. And so what we're going to see is three central venues hosting it. I want to go full American accent for these, but I won't, but it'll be in Virtu Motors Arena in Newcastle, University of Worcester Arena, and Morningside Arena in Leicester for the, I think, the semifinals finals, if I got those right, because three different stages across those different weeks. Every time University of Worcester Arena, I really want
Worcester.
So this is going to be really fun. I mean, I cannot believe how fun the BBL and WBBL have been this year with the pandemic. I mean, at the beginning of the season, we didn't even know if they were going to be able to play. Yeah. And now we have so many MVP candidates, teams stepping up, you know, the Lions and Riders are playing tonight in kind of an epic battle, and it's going to be really fun. Hopefully we can go to some games.
Yeah.
I think we'll be able to get in there.
I looked at how it's timed. It might actually work out pretty well for me. I think I may still be in quarantine during this. And so, I mean, I'm just going to be stuck in the house, nothing to do. So what a better way to spend my time than just watch all these games, but hopefully you can go.
Hopefully
I'm excited for this though, because I feel like when you think about March Madness, like, it's so easy for a ton of excitement to be drummed up about that. I mean, obviously it's March Madness, but just being able to like turn on the TV every single day, you know that there will be games on, you know that they will be exciting games. The way that, because it is every day, fans get really into it, really excited. I think that the BBL and the WBBL have a real opportunity here to really market the hell out of this and really bring a lot of new eyeballs onto the sport, just because there's so much opportunity and this kind of format is really good for marketing and just getting people to watch it. So
it's kind of like the bubble. It's even like the bubble, like it's the WBBL and the BBL. They'll both, like, that first weekend, they'll be all at Newcastle. So there's going to be a lot of teams in one location, a lot of content creators, media all together, being able to kind of, that's what would be really fun, is to go and just kind of, all the player interviews can be in one place. It's really easy to get the access. And you're right, that consistency of, okay, there's games almost every day, if not every single day, that I just know to lock into.
I know, just turn on Sky and that's where it is, and it's easy.
Yeah,
like, so that's huge.
Really fun to see this. I'm excited to see if we're able to go in person and do some coverage, but it's going to end a really fun season where we have the Riders, the Raiders, the Lions. We have a lot of competitive teams up there, so it's going to be fun to see how it plays out.
Yeah.
All right, let's go to a much less competitive tournament. The Flu Game All-Stars Basketball Tournament with AJ Tracy. So AJ Tracy just launched a new album, The Flu Game. And first off, Skylar, what did you think of this collaboration? This is the first one I've seen. You know, we're newer BBL fans, so I don't know what kind of collaborations have happened in the past. But together with Revenge Athletics, the London Lions partnered with AJ Tracy to put on this mini basketball tournament to kind of bring in different influencers from around the UK, different celebrities, London Lions players, to try to generate buzz and bring together basketball and music, which we've talked about a lot, of like the different pillars of basketball, fashion, music. And it's pretty amazing to see this come together. What did you think of this partnership when you first saw it?
Yeah, I thought it was really cool. I mean, what a like fucking genius way to promote your album that's called Flu Game. It's like got basketball themes weaved throughout it. I mean, what better way to promote your album? And then it's so cool from the Lion side, from the BBL side. Like you said, we always talk about, you know, bringing people in through different interests. And, you know, I'm sure, I mean, it was on AJ Tracy's YouTube channel. So anyone who is just an AJ Tracy fan who's tuning in, it's not like they had to go to like the BBL feed. They went to AJ's feed. And so he's going to obviously get all his fans in there. And, you know, maybe some of them know the BBLs, maybe some of them don't, but it's cool to get people's eyes on it that way. And I mean, I watched his interview after the game and he was like, basketball's awesome. Like, I hope you guys all know that. It's so fun. Like, what a cool little shout out that was. So I think this is, I mean, it's so cool. I hope to see a lot more stuff like this.
Me too. Like, they had a lot of other musicians on here. They had obviously the influencers posting about it and generating some buzz. The stream at the beginning was really hard. That was tough that they were having some streaming issues in the copper box, or I for some reason it wasn't coming through. It was very laggy, which broke my heart because that was the Yanni game. That Yanni was that first game. And I was like, just like sneaking in little glimpses of Yanni, like trying to rebound against DeAndre Liggins. And I was like, yes, this is exactly what I wanted to see.
I thought they were on the same team. I was going to say, I loved seeing, maybe I'm messing up.
I could not see. It was too lag. It was like, you'd only get certain segments of time. And maybe, I mean, DeAndre Liggins is going to get a rebound over his own teammate, especially if it's Yanni. And some of their jerseys were the same.
The jerseys. Yeah. The jerseys were confusing. The white, there were people on wearing
the white team
on the white team. Yep. Yeah. It was confusing for sure, but
we'll nail those logistics next time. It'll be better, but it was so fun seeing all of these, because they were having a lot of fun on the court. The play, you know, obviously was not great. Any celebrity game is going to look, even like the NBA All-Star game, celebrity games are rough. Yeah. But it was so much fun. So they played, I thought it was like two little mini games leading up to the championship. And then they had that championship game, which was, I think it was like 5-3. I mean, they weren't getting a lot of buckets, Skylar. Did anyone impress you? Anyone jump out to you?
I liked how Joe Okinwim was taking it completely seriously. It was like, it was a serious BBL game to him. I'm trying to think of who
he was
else.
Jacking 3-3-3. He was getting the paint.
Yeah. I liked the girl who like literally never went back on defense. Like, she didn't even, I liked her because I feel like a lot of people, they won't go back on defense, but they'll like kind of pretend like they're going, they kind of like do the soft jog to kind of maybe like half court. She just feet planted at the top of the key, every possession. She just did not even pretend to go back. I really liked her.
So some of the other celebrities, it was Yanni, Els the Witch, Steph London. I think Nico Omolana was on there, who's, I think, running for mayor of London, which is hilarious. Conan Play Dirty, Conan. Also,
I'm
need to
call
learn
you
more.
Out here, Brian, because you always say that you are paying attention to Love Island and you love Love Island, but you didn't
only
even
certain seasons.
You didn't even know the one Love Island guy there.
Who?
Wes Nelson.
That's a Love Island guy?
Yes, he was the one that was.
If it's not OV season, I don't know it.
That was OV season.
No way.
Yes, I think.
I
maybe it wasn't.
I need to get to know these UK influencers more. It was?
I think so.
I mean, you love to see it.
It was, now that I think about it. He was with Laura, and then remember, he broke up with Laura to go with Megan. Remember Meg? It was like the biggest scandal of the season.
I do not remember that part.
All right. Well,
I remember Amber and Ovi.
What I wanted to prove, though, is that you aren't as into Love Island as you say.
I'm not. And I'm looking down a whole summer of it every single night. And
I can't wait.
That's going to be, at least I'll have Ted, Ted Lasso. So they get to this final, and I think it's like 4-3. I'm like screen recording. I'm watching the last second. They kick it out to Els the Witch. She puts up a pass. I'll say air quotes pass. It was a shot.
We'll pretend like that was an assist for her.
And she was playing aggressively, though. I appreciated the work she was putting in. Jordan Spencer gets a tip in buzzer beater to win the champion. Like, they could not have manufactured a more dramatic ending.
I could not believe it. I truly couldn't.
The announcers were hilarious. The interviews, they had me laughing so hard. I know. The antics, the interviews. This was just really fun. I would love to see more British basketball doing this because this was just everyone was having a great time. It was a celebration of basketball. And I hope we can build on it. There's cheerleaders. There's a halftime show.
Yeah. The new album slaps. Yeah. I loved it.
It very, very, Flint, Michigan tropics vibes, like the halftime, like you're a hell of an entertainer, Jackie. Like I'm going to wrestle a bear. Like I love the entertainment factor of these games. God. So it's funny that the Lions did this and then they have a game the next day too. Great.
What if one of them would have gotten hurt?
That would have been hilarious. Like Els the Witch injures DeAndre Liggins, like on, like if her Yanni like boxes out DeAndre and takes him out. Oh, that would be so fun. Also just, you know, the Duchess and I are available for the next All-Star game if you want to include us.
Listen,
we'll do it.
We are available at any time.
And you know, we would be getting a lot more buckets than anyone there out there. I'm just going to call that
if
out.
If you
now.
Want a competitive edge, call us up.
Bring us in. Any other thoughts on the flu game?
No, I thought it was fun.
I loved it. I would have I didn't really know what was happening leading up to it. I would have loved like more promotion to try to like get more of those viewers in.
Yeah, same.
I think it was a great starting point that we can build off of. So kudos to the Lions for facilitating this.
Yeah.
All right, let's move on to some other exciting news. There is now the British Wheelchair Basketball has today announced that the creation of the inaugural Women's Premier League. So the British Wheelchair Basketball Women's Premier League will be the first of its kind for women's wheelchair basketball in the world and the very first professional parasport league in the UK. And it starts this year, Skylar, in December 2021, so very end of the year. But they're going to partner with a few different universities, Cardiff Metropolitan University, Loughborough. Did I get that one right? University. I nailed that. Yep. University of East London, University of Worcester, of Worcester. and they're going to have the Cardiff Met Archers, East London Phoenix, Loughborough Lightning, and the Worcester Wolves are all going to be a part of this. So we just had Sophie Carrigill on the pod. It's growing fast. The sport is really fun to watch. What do you think of this, Kyle? This was super exciting when I saw this announced.
Yeah, this is so exciting. I am looking up the transcript from that pod right now. I looked back at it after I saw this news. And I remembered I asked Sophie, like, what in her ideal world, what does the wheelchair British basketball world look like? Like, it's your complete ideal world. What is it? And she basically described this. She was like, if we had a Premier League that had sponsors behind it, and there was opportunities for people all across the country to play, that would be my ideal world. And so I'm just so excited that
Sophie
literally manifested this on the High Tea Hoops pod, and now it's come through. I'm so excited. I mean, I think this is going to be a real game changer for the British wheelchair basketball community, and it's really incredible to see some actual money behind it. So yeah, I'm excited for them.
And it's the first one in the world. So they're going to be able to attract in some of the best talent from around the world and kind of put the UK on the map for wheelchair basketball.
Yeah, definitely.
And you're right. The funding's there. I know Sophie was like, I just want people cheering for us. I want like people in the stands. Like,
she just wants to be a celebrity, which I hope this makes
she already
celebrities.
Is. I think she just got like a 30 under 30 for sports. On some list somewhere. She's incredible. But I'm super excited to watch this, and so much news already.
News. We had originally planned just like a whole basketball roundup with NBA and WNBA and a bunch of other stuff, and then we ended up realizing that there was just enough British basketball news we needed to just do that.
We have May Madness, the flu game, that announcement for the Women's Premier League as the Premier League crumbles. One was announced for British wheelchair basketball, but that was great to see. And then we also saw registration open up for the Ball Out 3-on-3. So Ball Out 3-on-3 and Basketball England are collaborating for an expansion of the Ball Out 3-on-3 tour in 2021. So this summer, They're going to feature 8 different qualifying events across the country, culminating in 2 days of finals in London at Finsbury Park. And I'm definitely playing in this, Skylar. I need teammates.
That was going to be my first question.
I need to recruit.
Have you figured out your teammates yet?
I have not figured out my teammates. I have some leads. I'm looking for some players.
What are you looking for? Like, what do you bring to the table, and what do you need your... How many people are on a team? Is it? It's not just
3-on-3, Skylar. But, I'm just kidding. I know. I'm just
no. But
kidding.
I mean, like, are there 4?
I think there's 4. I think it's traditionally 4. So FIBA is 4. And so I'm, you know, as we've talked about on previous pods, I'm a glue guy. So, you know, I'll recruit the players in. I'll make sure the registration is handled, payments are made, make sure we're there on time. I'm the mom of the. Yeah, I'm gonna see if can I plan every single qualifying event. Do I only get to go to one? I'll have to look into the details there. What if I don't qualify? I'm going to just keep trying.
I don't think that's how it works.
Multiple entries, whatever. I'm going to all of them. So, you know,
up fake identities to qualify.
I think I'm looking for like a Jokic type, you know, a 7-footer, but skilled, can shoot from the perimeter, but also, you know, do it down low.
So easy to find.
I'm looking for a point guard. So a ball handler, okay. That's a really good distributor. So if you're a 7-footer, if you're a D1 level point guard, and then also a wing I'm looking for. So, you know, 6'7", good defensive stopper, mobile, can guard multiple positions. Mm-hmm. You know, that's kind of how I'm thinking about the team.
Okay. If you think you were one of those people.
I'm not. I have to recruit them. That's what I'm saying.
No, I'm saying if you're a listener who thinks you are one of those
people,
get in touch with Brian.
Tweet us. Tweet me at the Duke of Hoops. I want to join your team, and we'll see what we can do.
We'll have tryouts.
Are you going to participate, Skylar? Thoughts? Concerns?
I think.
We're going to get you out there? I'm putting you on the spot intentionally. I want you to commit to it right now.
Yeah, I think you don't realize how much you're putting me on the spot, because I think I won't be able to because of my immigration status.
No, it's you're right.
This summer, you have to be a resident. I won't yet be a resident. So.
But it says elite men, UK residents only, recreational men, UK residents only, women, no stipulation.
Interesting.
So we'll see.
We'll see.
Maybe there's U18, Matt. Maybe I'll try to sneak into the children's division, try to qualify that way. I'm going to get kicked out of every British basketball league there is trying to qualify for every single one. But yes. This is going to be really fun. I think it kicks off in Finsbury Park too, in London, like July 17th. So,
if anyone
wants to play, it's going to be fun. There's lots of different divisions to go, and you do not have to be a good basketball player to do this. From the photos and videos I've seen, it looks incredible. It's just going to be a fun event in general. So sign up for the Ball Out 3-on-3 in partnership with Basketball England. It's going to be a lot of fun. We're going to be out there. So, all right, let's move on. European Super League is dead. That was the fastest announcement and then quickly shut down I have ever seen. This is not a football pod, but again, hilarious that day after I get here, they announced the European Super League and mm-hmm. Everyone turns to basketball, or like there's so many tweets about Mo had one that went viral about how you need to be an NBA fan. And like, if you're turning away from your team, if you're upset about the Premier League and the state of kind of top tier football, time to turn to the NBA. So I want to throw this out to you, Skylar. If there was an NBA Super League where they just said, you know what, fuck every team, the best teams in the league, the top teams, the richest teams, whatever the definition is, we get to make it to the playoffs every single year, no matter what. What teams are you including? I have my list. You want me to rattle off while you think of yours?
Number one, the Pistons.
The Pistons are never getting into the NBA Super League. I'm sorry. These are mine. I think it's got to be like biggest markets. So I thought it would be Lakers, Knicks, Clippers, Nets, Bulls, Rockets.
Yeah.
But it would like the Rockets, like a spec, because it's like Arsenal, what is 12th right now on the table? Mm-hmm. And they're in the European Super League. The Rockets are awful, but they are Houston's the fourth most populated city.
Yeah, but is it the fourth? It's not the fourth biggest market.
I mean, market, city, what, how else would you define that? Any other teams you'd include there? I think this would be hilarious. I've been trying to find an equivalent.
I'm trying to think who I would. So sub out and who
not the Pistons. It's not going to be Denver.
I'm not
unfortunately. Oh no, it'd be the Warriors. The
it
Bay.
Would be the Warriors.
You're right. The Bay would be in there. San Francisco's a huge market. You might want to, you might have to take out the Rockets. I don't know. Nets.
Honestly, do you need the Clippers?
I was thinking that too, but they have Ballmer, who is the richest owner by far.
Yeah.
So he would come in and be like, yeah, I'm obviously in this. They're getting a new arena.
Yeah, that's
but
true.
But Miami's in there. You have Philadelphia is a huge city. You have Dallas is a huge city. Portland, you know, we're not Pacific Northwest. We're not in there. Toronto maybe would want to because Toronto, yeah. I don't know.
That's a funny question. I don't know. I have
let's,
no idea.
So let's pose it. Tweet us who you think should be included in the NBA Super League that makes the playoffs every single year. That would be hilarious. If
I mean,
that
that's
was
like,
the case.
That's like, isn't that people's criticism of the NBA is that we always know who's going to make the playoffs or we always know who's going to be in the finals. So,
I mean, that's LeBron's fault mostly and KD and the Warriors.
Yeah, don't put it all on LeBron.
LeBron always makes it to the finals. It's more of a testament to how good he is.
I know.
But the threads coming from this where I think people are sick of how these different clubs are being managed. And it was really refreshing to see a lot of people say, you know what? If you are sick of how clubs are being treated or you're looking into new sports to support, try out basketball. There are a lot of threads on this. There are a lot of good things. And we just wanted to throw out some of these reasons of why we are so bullish on basketball in the UK and why we really think it's going to grow, in part because of what we just talked about, the flu game. So I know what some of the reasons that, like, do you just want to go one by one, Skylar, as we list through these?
Yeah.
So to start with, like football, it is incredibly affordable to play. So when you think about the grassroots efforts, when you think about getting, you know, the youths involved, you know, those TikTokers, the youths involved in playing basketball. That's why it's one of the fastest growing sports in the world. That's why it has some of the highest, you know, participation numbers in the UK. You just need a ball and a hoop. In the UK, you often don't even have a net. So it's, and they can put it right on top of the football, goals. So it's extremely affordable to play. It's really accessible, which means that you're going to get a lot of people able to participate where they wouldn't otherwise.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And that, I mean, that leads to it having just such a reach worldwide because it's so affordable to play, because there's such a high participation rate. It really makes it relevant on a global scale. So anytime you're, you know, one of Brian's favorite things to do when we're traveling is to go find places to play pickup. So it's really cool that you have all these stories of like, oh, I played here when I was in Paris and I played here when I was in London and I played here when I was in Amsterdam. Like, it's going to be something that you can connect with people.
Regardless of culture.
Regardless of culture, regardless of where they're from, regardless of where you're from. It's just, it's something that can really, I know soccer is kind of thought of as the world sport, but basketball is right up there too.
Yeah. And when you think about the other top sports in the world, like in the US, American football, not really played anywhere else. I mean, Canada has a league, but it is not a global sport that people can really participate in. Baseball, very similar. It's much more, you know, it's spread across Central America, South America a lot more. Even cricket, like it is not in North America at all.
Yeah.
Second most popular sport in the world, doesn't have the global relevance of basketball.
Yeah.
So that's really cool to see. It's also something fascinating I found when I started playing pickup basketball in the UK was how many immigrants from other countries, they're immigrants, but London especially has so many immigrants that come in and play. So when you think about like London sports fan, the London Lions, there's a lot of people from other countries where basketball is the number one sport. And so when I would play pickup, there were hardly any people from the UK playing, you know, in these adult leagues. They're all people from around the world who happen to work in London. So I think that you get so many different people and that kind of adds into that global relevance where I can go somewhere in the UK and there will be people that play even if they didn't grow up playing in the UK.
Yeah, well, and then it's cool that you get to meet all these different kinds of people and there's this one thing that brings you all together, but you're able to learn so much about, you know, different cultures and different people because of it, because basketball brought you together.
Yeah. The next one's your favorite.
Yeah, I mean, I think basketball is the coolest sport. Am I wrong?
I don't think so.
I think it's the coolest sport. And a big part of that is because it's so intertwined with fashion, with sneakers, with music, like we just saw with AJ Tracy. I mean, I have to mention basketball is so wrapped up in Black culture. And so it's, you know, a lot of this stuff comes out of there, and it's, you know, it's just a really cool sport that if you're interested in all of these other things, you're going to be able to tune into basketball games and hear about the fashion or hear about their sneakers. And so it's just a way to kind of deepen your appreciation for different interests.
Yeah.
And it's just, I mean, who has better fashion than basketball players? Who has better sneakers than basketball players? Like, who knows music better than basketball players? We hear basketball players talking all the time about how rap and basketball are so intertwined with each other, and how basketball players want to be rappers and rappers want to be basketball players. So, I mean, if you're into the culture, basketball is the best sport for it. I mean, I can't compare basketball and football. It's like, come on, it's not even close.
Well, it's like the flu game. You don't have to be interested in basketball to enjoy that type of event. You don't even have to watch basketball to be in basketball culture.
Yeah.
And that's such a huge part of music and fashion, and The Last Dance showing that like iconic brands worldwide are born from this sport.
Yeah.
And I think just the last one is NBA 2K, one of the biggest video games, mm-hmm. and one of the biggest gaming categories in the UK is NBA 2K.
Yeah.
And so you get so, how many people have we interviewed now that learned about basketball, became basketball fans because of playing 2K or different NBA street games growing up? Almost, I mean, every single so many. One.
Yeah.
They find their fans. I think we had, I forget who it was, but they become a Heat fan because they love playing with Shaq in like some mode or something like that. I forget who that exact interview was, but the growth and popularity of the culture, of the participation, of gaming, like there's so many different intersection points that can bring fans in. It's going to grow. And I'm excited to see this momentum going. Just like, I cannot believe this is just in the last week, all of these news stories we just covered.
Mm-hmm. It's crazy. It really is.
It's going to, I think people coming out of this pandemic too, and like London starting to open up, the UK starting to open up, it's going to be a really fun summer where we're going to see a lot of momentum building for British basketball, and then the BBL starting back up this fall. So and it's a really exciting time.
A big part of that, and the ball out tournament is a huge part of that as well. So
yep, absolutely.
Excited to see it.
All right, Skylar, I wish you well as you prepare to come over. Back to packing. I cannot wait to get out of quarantine. I'm going crazy in here. I'm like looking at a pub down the street. I'm like, oh, like I've never wanted to leave this quarantine more. We'll get there though. Almost there.
We'll talk to you next week.
All right. See you, Skylar.